Whereas throughout the 1830s, Laura Haviland, an abolitionist, worked with the Underground Railroad, which traveled through Tecumseh, and Elizabeth Chandler, a Quaker and a member of some of the first families to settle in the area around Tecumseh, organized the first anti-slavery organization in Michigan. And whereas Tecumseh, once known as the celery capital of the world, reached its peak when it shipped over 100 rail carloads of celery during a single season. And whereas Ray Herrick opened a new factory, Tecumseh Products, manufacturing small engines and refrigeration products, the company proved successful, leading Tecumseh to be recognized as the refrigeration capital of the world. And Tecumseh continued to be a business and cultural driver in Lenawee County and the state of Michigan. So whereas the Lenawee County Board of Commissioners recognizes the importance of this milestone and extends its congratulations to the citizens of Tecumseh on this monumentous occasion, the bicentennial celebration offers a unique opportunity to commemorate the past, reflect on the city's rich history, honor the achievements and progress of its citizens, and look forward to a prosperous future. So therefore be it resolved that the Lenawee County Board of Commissioners does hereby honor and recognize the Tecumseh Bicentennial Celebration and encourages all residents of Lenawee County to participate in the festivities.